So I'll get a chance to see how much progress they've made since he's left a couple of years ago. This is his second year as the head coach of the Atlantic program, and he's helped to mold these players into a pretty solid basketball team as well. So should be a nice matchup, should be a fun night tonight in boys high school basketball. Glad to have you along here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. And those of you who are listening online at KJAN.com, and if you're not here tonight to enjoy the game in person, you can watch it with us this evening. You can just check it out by going to the TV page at KJAN.com. We are offering live streaming video again tonight. I've got the expert camera work of my wife, Deb, here again this evening. She'll be helping us out here tonight in Chris's absence, doing the camera work for us here this evening. So you can check it out live here tonight on the TV page, our live streaming video option. Just a few minutes before the opening tap, two teams on the floor getting themselves ready for basketball here tonight. Let's take a time out. When we come back, we'll get you more familiar with these two basketball teams in a little more detail. We'll do that in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Element 102 Graphic Design and Griswold can design logos, make signs, banners, vehicle lettering and wraps, posters, motorsports wraps, business cards, shirts, and much more. Call Element 102 Graphic Design, 778-5232, located in between Dusty's and Salon T's on Main Street in Griswold. Dow Drug, your Health Mart Pharmacy in Guthrie Center. When it comes to all your prescription needs, visit Dow Drug. They also offer home health care supplies, along with a complete gift line. Visit Dow Drug at 302 State Street in Guthrie Center, or give them a call at 800-551-3693. And give Daryl Kirkhoff of Kirkhoff Land Improvement a call for all of your tree removal, demolition, and dirt work. No project is too big or too small. Contact Daryl at Kirkhoff Land Improvement today, 243-3330.
Jim Field back with you here at Abraham Lincoln High School. The Fieldhouse at AL here tonight as Abraham Lincoln hosting Atlantic and boys high school basketball here this evening. As we mentioned earlier, both these teams coming off victories just last night for Atlantic. It was a home win, 62-50 over Lewis Central. In fact, Atlantic is trying to cap off a pretty good week as they won on the road Tuesday night against a pretty good Glenwood team, a 6-65 victory that saw them outscore Glenwood 20-14 in the third quarter, and that was really the difference in the basketball game as Atlantic was down 5 at halftime and rallied back to post that victory. Ryan Hawkins had a big night on Tuesday night with 28 points and 8 rebounds to help lead Atlantic. Joey Walker also out front, 4 assists, 3 rebounds, and 25 points from the point guard in helping Atlantic post that victory on Tuesday night. And they followed that up last night with that 62-50 win over Lewis Central as Atlantic had a nice second quarter as they got out to a 30-19 halftime lead and then played pretty much even with Lewis Central in the second half as they got a nice night again from Garrett Frank and 24 points along with 10 rebounds, 3 assists, a couple of steals, a couple of block shots. Also, Joey Walker had 17 points in helping to lead Atlantic to that victory last night. Now, also last night, Abraham Lincoln was a winner. They did it on the road as AL posted a victory last night on the road at Bishop Heelan Catholic up in Sioux City. That was a 60-51 basketball game. And as I mentioned earlier, that was their 8th consecutive victory on the season as they've been playing very, very well. They started the season with 3 straight wins. Did suffer their only loss at Sioux City North, an 87-75 basketball game back on December the 16th. But they've not lost since that contest as they carry that 11-1 record into tonight's basketball game. And they've been playing very, very well throughout the course of this run. They've had some decently contested games. 5-point win over Ralston, Nebraska. They also defeated Sioux City East, winning by 7. Had an 8-point win over Creston. So they've been contested. Atlantic's also had some contested games here, too. So both these teams have had their share of easy victories and contested games throughout the early part of this season. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for these two basketball teams tonight. Alan Jenkins will have his team in the road black uniforms with the gold and white lettering and trim. Atlantic, 9-2 on the season, will go with their usual starting five. It'll be Joel Walker, a 6'3 senior out front at the point, with Tristan Benn helping him outside. He's a 6'1 senior. Ryan Hawkins at 6'6 and a junior. Garrett Franken, a 6'7 sophomore. And Nick Podaisky at 6'3 and a senior. make up the front court for Atlantic. Hawkins leads the team in scoring, averaging 17.9 a game, shooting 50% from the floor on the year. He's a 29% shooter from the arc and 56% from the free throw line. Garrett Franken averaging 16.8 a game, shooting 35.5% from the floor, about 35% from the three-point line, and 69% from the free throw line. Joey Walker averaging 13.5 points a game, shooting 50.5% on the season from the floor, 56% from the arc, and 74% from the free throw line. Nick Podaisky also averaging 7.3 a game on the season for Atlantic. Franken and Hawkins lead by far in rebounding. Franken has hauled down 107 and Hawkins 104 so far on the year. Podaisky with 50 would be third in that category. Joe Walker leads them in assists with 40 on the season, but they do spread that around quite a bit. And Hawkins with 36 steals and 19 blocks leads in both of those categories for Atlantic. On the season, the Trojans are averaging 63.5 points per game, shooting 42.2% from the floor, 38% from the arc, 64.3% from the free throw line on the year. That's a look at Atlantic, the road team tonight. Now the home team, Abraham Lincoln, the Lynx, coached by Jason Isaacson, 11-1 on the season, and here's how they'll line up tonight. It'll be Adam Barrett, a 5'10 junior out front, along with Trevante Jones, a 5'11 junior. Kyle Crowell, a 6'2 and a junior, a sharpshooter. Joe Northrup, a 6'5 senior, and Tony Bonner, at 6'8 and a junior, will post down low tonight for Abraham Lincoln. Northrup, their leading scorer, right there with Crowell. They each average about 13.5 points per game, both shooting over 50% on the season from the floor, and they're both pretty decent free throw shooters. Bonner averaging a dozen points from the low post, shooting 53% on the season. Jones averaging 8.7, Barrett 6.3 points per game. They average 61.2 points a game, shooting 50.6% as a team from the floor, 38.5% from the arc, and 68.1% from the free throw line. Their leading rebounder is Tony Bonner, the big 6'8 player down low with 99 on the year. Joe Northrup with 52 is second in that category. The assist leader is Trevante Jones by far. He's got 54 on the year. He also leads them in steals with 14. Bonner's got 14 blocks. Northrup has 11 on the season for Abraham Lincoln. So that's a look at some of the key performers for these two basketball teams here coming into tonight's ball game. Atlantic won the junior varsity game a little while ago as the Trojans post a 56-50 win over Abraham Lincoln in the JV contest here earlier tonight. Scott Leonard down low led the way. The freshman had 15 points. And Austin Alexander also with another nice junior varsity game. He tossed in 13 to help lead the Trojan win in the junior varsity contest. So the two teams finishing up their pregame shoot-arounds. We'll have player introductions in just a moment, and then we'll have the opening tap of our ball game just around the corner. We'll take a timeout, and we'll get you ready for the start of the ball game. When we come back, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Darrell's Place in Hamlin, home of Southwest Iowa's best tenderloins, also offering full menu dining, noon specials, fast friendly service, and great tasting food. That's Darrell's Place in Hamlin. iAssociates, providing eye care for the whole family, offering the services of Dr. Jeff Gergen and Dr. Robert Weiland in two convenient locations, upper level of Cass County Memorial Hospital Clinic, addition in Atlantic, and 415 Tracy Street in Audubon. Call or stop by today. Fisher Photography, 302 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. See Sue Fisher, certified master photographer today, for all your photo needs. That's Fisher Photography in downtown Atlantic.
Jim Field back with you here at the Abraham Lincoln Fieldhouse in Council Bluffs. A windy day here in the Nishna Valley. We blew on into Council Bluffs here this evening. Watch a little non-conference boys basketball here tonight as the two teams are being introduced to the crowd this evening. Atlantic wears their road black uniforms with the gold and white lettering and trim. For Abraham Lincoln, they're wearing tough ones for broadcasters. They wear white uniforms with white lettering trimmed in red. So it's a little difficult for us to see tonight. We'll do our best to identify players as the night moves along, but that might be a challenge at some points tonight with white letters on white uniforms. Not sure who picked those out, but boo hiss on that. Glad to have you along for basketball here tonight. Hope you enjoyed basketball earlier today as the Iowa Hawkeyes posted a win in basketball action heard earlier this afternoon here on KJAM. A little college basketball action for you this afternoon as the Hawkeyes got off to a 9-0 start at home at Carver Hawkeye Arena against the Ohio State Buckeyes. And Iowa able to roll on to the victory this afternoon, as they played a very solid ball game end-to-end this afternoon and able to knock off the Ohio State Buckeyes for the second time on the season as they pick up the win this afternoon by 9, 76-67 was the final score in that contest. Let's listen in now for our national anthem as we get ready for the start of tonight's basketball game here at the Abraham Lincoln Fieldhouse. Nice crowd on hand here this evening. In fact, Atlantic probably has just about as many fans making the trip from about an hour to the east as does Abraham Lincoln, who's obviously fans didn't have to travel very far here for tonight's home basketball game. Again, let's check your starting lineups for tonight for Atlantic. It's Joe Walker, Tristan Benn, Ryan Hawkins, Garrett Franken, along with Nick Podaisky to start the ball game here tonight. And for Abraham Lincoln, Adam Barrett, Trevante Jones, Kyle Crowell, Joe Northrup, and Tony Bonner are your starting five tonight for the homestanding Lynx. Bonner, a big man in the middle, 6'8", about 270 pounds worth of basketball player. Atlantic has their size as well. So we're ready to go here tonight. Two teams out on the floor as we get ready for the opening tap in tonight's basketball game. Bonner won't be the one jumping center for Abraham Lincoln. Instead, it will be Joe Northrup, the 6'5 senior. Atlantic will jump with Joe Walker. We're ready to go. Atlantic will shoot to the basket to our right. Abe Lincoln to our left as we watch the ball game here tonight. Ball in the center circle. It's up in the air. Tap controlled by Atlantic. We'll have it first as Ben will hand it back to Walker, and he'll run the offense. Joe Walker out top for the Trojans. This will work the ball here to the right side, out on the perimeter. Picks up that dribble, needs some help, leaves it here near side for Ben. Tristan Ben out top, Walker top of the circle. Left side, Podaisky, to try to post low with Hawkins. A turn, now into the lane. It's Walker driving the quick leaner, no good. The rebound tapped up and control. Walker comes up with it and flips it back up and in. Joe Walker, Ryan Hawkins kept that ball alive down low. Walker benefited with the bucket inside. It's 2-0 in favor of the Trojans. Up the floor, Jones has it out top as he'll run the offense. Leave it here near side now for Barrett. And across out top it goes to Northrup. He'll drive the right side to the rack, and we got a whistle and a foul down the lane as Northrup, 6'5", long and lanky, tried to get his way down the right side of the lane. Missed the shot. It rolled off the rim, but he'll get two free throws. That foul is going to be whistled against Garrett Franken. That'll be his first. And the first free throw is good by Northrup. So AL on the board, it's 2-1. One more free throw coming here for Northrup. And his second try is good as well. He rattles that one home. We're tied at 2 apiece. Atlantic basketball as AL drops back defensively. Jones out front will work to pick up Walker as he leaves it now for Franken. Out top it goes. Hawkins, right side of the circle. Walker left side, head fakes. Gets double teamed, throws it inside. Franken up with it. Out top it's Hawkins. Hawkins the crossover to Franken. Left side, he'll try a three, no good. Rebound inside on the floor, and Bonner yanks it away from Hawkins. AL up the floor now here near side with Kyle Crowell. He hesitates, drives, cut off in the corner. He'll leave it out top for Northrop. Now Jones, right side, Barrett. Barrett off the dribble, hands it off now to Northrop as he goes right side. Out top, Northrop, left side, Jones, bounce feed, low post. Bonner flips it on the line, down the lane, running without the basketball is Northrop. He grabs it and lays it in, and it's a 4-2 lead in favor of Abraham Lincoln. Good ball movement by the Lynx that time up the floor. Atlantic trailing 4-2 now with the basketball. Not quite 2 minutes into the game. Walker right side, drive, stops, the fadeaway on the baseline, rattles out, rebound, Bonner. AL with the ball now to back the other direction. Jones out front, will leave it right side. Crowell dumps it low. Bonner has it knocked away. Slapped out of his hands by Walker and picked up by Franken. Inside they post with Hawkins. He curls, goes right to the rack, uses his long arms to lay it in, posting going right around Bonner. And we're tied at four. 5:49 to go, first quarter. Lob down low. Bonner on the right block, guarded by Hawkins. He's double-teamed, flips it across. It's Northrop open for a three. It's no good. Rebound, Jones. Jones on the offensive glass. Takes it here to the left corner. He'll curl. Now driving around in the lane. The kick out. Right side, Barrett open on the circle. The shot no good. Northrop, though, keeps the ball alive with a rebound. Right side, Jones now with it for the Lynx. He'll bring it back out top. Jones curls. He'll set the offense again near the center circle. Right side it goes now to Northrop. Northrop on the circle. Drives against Franken. Turns, curls in the lane. The short fall away up. No good. Rebound Hawkins. He boxed out Bonner. Came away with the board. Hawkins will turn and run it up the floor now. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Atlantic and AL tied at four. Podaisky on the curl, left side, gets a screen, looks for help. Now fires it here to the near corner to Hawkins. Hawkins with it out on the right wing. He'll leave it up top again for Ben. Tristan Ben gets a screen from Franken, goes right, stops, looks back up top, nobody home. He'll hand it off now to Podaisky. Lost the ball, but it's out near center court as he chases it down. Podaisky left side off the dribble. Turns. Oh, they left him alone. They double teamed and then fell back. And Podaisky suddenly found a wide open lane and laid it in. 6-4 Atlantic. Jones to the front court for Abraham Lincoln. Hesitates. The crossover down the right side. The kick out. A three coming from Crowell. It rings in and out. No good. Jones, though, the offensive rebound. Across to Bonner. Now Barrett with it left side. Back up top to Jones. 4:10 left to play in the first quarter. 6-4 Atlantic. Bounce pass, Bonner on the block. He turns in the lane. The short shot up and good. Bonner got free in the lane. Hits the little push in the lane. We've got a whistle, and they stop play as Kyle Crowell, or make that Joe Northrop, rather, might have got a finger in the eye or something. He's rubbing that right eye with his jersey, and he's going to check out of the ballgame. A couple of fresh faces in for Abraham Lincoln as Mike Harriman checks into the ballgame, along with Justin Nealand. A couple of fresh faces checking in. Atlantic has the basketball. Also, Brendan Holmes has checked in for the Trojans as he replaces Tristan Benn. Walker now to the front court. We're tied at six. Right side, Holmes with it here in the corner. Back outside, Walker. Walker crosses over into the lane. Outside, Podaisky. He'll elevate for the three, and that's good. Nick Podaisky jumps in the three from the left wing, and it's a 9-6 Atlantic lead. AL up the floor now, Nealand. Out top, Harriman. Inside, Bonner. Little jump hook. Rolls around and falls through. Tony Bonner on the right block. Quickly went to the rack with a jump hook, and it's 9-8. Atlantic back up the floor now. We have 3:25 to go in this first quarter. Atlantic to the corner. Podaisky here right side. He's hounded here by Crowell. Back outside, Walker. Walker with it, curls, into the lane with a left-hand dribble. Turns, now elevates and floats one up off the back of the rim. No good. Jones the rebound for Abe Lincoln. Up the floor comes Jones with it, up the right side. As he'll curl, leave it for Nealand. Right side, Nealand the head fake, the dribble drive, the kick out up top. Crowell a long three on the way is no good. Back of the rim, rebound taken by Nealand, and he throws it away. He was heading toward the baseline, tried to save it, but threw it to Walker. Atlantic basketball in a one-point lead. Walker in the front court now, up the left side, crosses over, steps back. into the corner, left side, Podaisky. His bounce pass is too low and too far to the baseline for Hawkins, who was trying to post, and it rolls all the way out of bounds on the opposite side. Bonner will check out of the ball game now as Northrop comes back in for Abraham Lincoln. AL basketball as they'll work it up the floor. 2.5 to go first quarter. Atlantic leading 9-8. Jones crosses over, gets a screen, goes left, tries to force one in the lane to Harriman. It's knocked away in traffic and stolen by Holmes. Walker now to the front court. Walker goes left, looks for help to Holmes. Holmes with it, well off the circle, hesitates, drives, stops, Podaisky. Head fakes the three, drives, now looks for help. Out top, it's Franken. Franken top of the circle to Podaisky, now Holmes. Brendan Holmes will leave it for Walker. Walker steps it back after the screen, and he'll reset the offense. Right side, Holmes with it. Holmes looking to drive. It's not there. Curls, nothing there. Now back outside Franken. Under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Franken drives the left side, and we've got a foul on the floor. Going to be whistled against Abraham Lincoln. Away from the basketball. They're going to hit. Justin Nayland gets the foul. That's his first. That's the first team foul on Abraham Lincoln. Atlantic will inbound. They get it into Franken, and immediately we got a foul. Walker tried to hit Franken, busting down the lane, and there was traffic, and Harriman's going to pick up the foul. That'll be his first, so Atlantic will inbound again. Second team foul. Walker again to inbound underneath the basket, and he'll fire it outside. It's knocked away and stolen. Crowell got a hand on it, and they all steals. Up the floor they come. It's Crowell out top. Now Northrop. Left side of the circle, across to Nayland. Nayland into the lane, the drive, the scoop, up and good. Justin Nayland crosses over in the lane. He lays that one in. It's 10-9 in favor of Abraham Lincoln with a minute and a half to go in this first quarter. Atlantic ball front court. Out top. It's Frank Hawkins driving here near side. Shuffles it off now to Podaisky. He runs into traffic, lost the ball, picks it back up, fires it across to Walker. Open left side of the circle for three, no good. Rebound Crowell inside for Abe Lincoln. AL up the floor now. Hesitate, crossover, into the lane. Crowell trying to go the distance, had the ball knocked away, and we got a foul call on his drive to the basket. I believe that's going to be Brendan Holmes picking up the foul. Nope, it's going to be Joe Walker. So Walker picks up the foul, and that will send Crowell to the free throw line. They're going to give him free throws. So he'll get a chance to shoot a couple here. And the first one is good. Crowell knocks down the first. He'll have one more coming. And his second try is also good. Three-point lead now for Abraham Lincoln as they've scored six straight. Barrett checks back in now for Abraham Lincoln. Also checking into the ballgame for the first time is Josh Krabby. 1 minute left as Walker gets it across the half-court line. Into the front court. They double screen for him. He goes right into the corner. Lobs it all the way across to Hawkins. Hawkins curls off the dribble. Elevates the short 12-footer. No good. Back of the rim. Nayland the rebound. AL with the basketball. 45 seconds left as they get it to the front court. 12-9. AL on top. And they may hold on for the last shot here in the quarter. Barrett will leave it out top for Nayland. Nayland off the dribble. Krabby outside, leaves it now for Northrop. Northrop to Barrett. They just work a high weave, trying to kill some clock here, maybe wait for a last shot. Harriman, the only man in the post right now, is just at 6'2". Of course, they do have Northrop, who's able to slash at 6'5". That's the extent of their size. Down to 10 seconds now in the quarter. Nayland with it out top, still dribbling outside, down to 6 seconds. Starts right, outside on the top of the circle. Now curls with the left hand, drives the flip, no good. Hawkins the rebound, and that'll do it here in this first quarter. Hawkins heaves one the length of the court, but it's off the mark. It's 12-9, Abraham Lincoln leading Atlantic after one quarter in boys' hoops here tonight. Back with the second quarter in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Home Realty, for all of your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, and farm acreage markets. Call 243-1300 and talk to one of the friendly, helpful sales associates at Atlantic Home Realty, or stop by their office at 610 Laurel in Atlantic. Outfitters Plus Retail Store, specializing in promoting your group's logo, emblem, school, or business name with direct embroidery of silkscreen on garments. Small to large orders accepted. That's Outfitters Plus Retail Store in Atlantic. Garacki and Carrick, with locations in Atlantic, Red Oak, and Shenandoah, offers tax preparation for all types of entities, including individuals, corporations, and partnerships. They also offer write-up and payroll services for your company. Give Garacki and Carrick a call at 243-7770.
Twelve to nine, Abraham Lincoln the lead over Atlantic after one quarter in this boys' basketball matchup here tonight. A little Saturday night basketball, non-conference variety here this evening. Two very good teams matching up here tonight. Abraham Lincoln with the basketball as we start the second quarter. It's Northrop here near side, dumps it down low to Bonner, posting. They collapse on him, and he gets it out to Barrett. Barrett gets a screen from Harriman, shoves it across here to Nayland. Bounce pass low, it's knocked away and stolen by Atlantic. It was meant for Bonner. It was tipped and comes right to Garrett Franken. Outside now with the basketball, Nick Podaisky. He dumps it low, posting his Hawkins, shuffles it back outside. Head fake on the three by Franken. His quick shot, no good. Ball tapped out, and it'll belong to Abraham Lincoln. Kyle Nelson's in the ballgame to start this second quarter for Atlantic. They work it out top. Barrett, Nayland, left side. The head fake, out top it goes. Northrop elevates for the three. It's in and out. Franken the rebound for Atlantic. 12-9, AL by 3. Walker left side up the floor, hesitates, drives baseline, the floater up, no good in traffic. Rebound taken by Bonner down low. Minute gone here in quarter number 2. Barrett to the front court. He'll set the offense now from the center circle. As they work it to Harriman, bounce pass low, Bonner in the paint, turns and throws one up quickly, and we got a whistle and a foul call. Tough foul on Ryan Hawkins as he was standing underneath, had his hands in the air, but they're going to hit him with a foul, and that'll be his first. That'll send Bonner to the free throw line. Chance to shoot a couple here for Abraham Lincoln. And his first one is good. That one rolls in. Bonner with 5 points. Leads his team early here in scoring. One more try coming. Second one, no good. Front of the rim. Hawkins got the rebound. 13-9, a 4-point lead for the Lynx. Atlantic to the front court now. Franken with it, left side wing. Leaves it out top. Nelson, right side, Podaisky. Podaisky the head fake. He'll curl and fire it all the way across to Franken. He'll try the three from the left wing, and that's good. Garrett Franken knocks down the triple. First field goal in a while for Atlantic. And it's 13-12. That stops a 7-0 run by Abraham Lincoln. Lynx lead it by one with the ball. Barrett right side. The bounce pass is Northrop. Northrop tries to back his way in. Now fades back and hits the short 12-footer. Joe Northrop with a nice little jumper on the fadeaway. 15-12. AL by three. Walker will get into the front court now with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Walker up with the dribble. Right side it's Nelson. Nelson the head fake. Out top Franken. Open. The three is good again and we're tied. Garrett Franken starting to heat up with back-to-back triples. We're all square at 15. AL front court now with a basketball out top is Barrett across to Nayland. Nayland leaves it for Northrop. The head fake, the drive, right side, the leaner, up and no good. Hawkins the rebound and a foul. Northrop slapped at him from behind after Hawkins grabbed the rebound. And Joe Northrop will pick up his first foul. That's the third team foul on the Lynx. Each team has been whistled for three so far. Trevante Jones and Kyle Crowell check back into the Abraham Lincoln lineup now as Tristan Benn will come back into the lineup for Atlantic. He'll take the place of Nick Podaisky. It'll be Atlantic basketball as Walker will take the ball and bring it up the floor. Atlantic a chance to retake the lead. We're tied at 15 with 5.5 left second quarter. Left side wing, Benn with it, hesitates on the dribble. Out on that wing, looks across, out top it's Walker. Oh, and Walker's run into. He stopped and made a little head fake and then wanted to put the ball on the floor. Nayland bit on the head fake and he left his feet and landed on top of Walker. That'll be the second on Justin Nayland. And he'll check out of the ball game now as Adam Barrett will come back in. That's the fourth team foul whistled against Abraham Lincoln. Atlantic basketballs. Nelson feeds it into Walker. Tied at 15, Atlantic a chance to take the lead. It's Hawkins with it left side now off the arc. Brings it across here to Walker on the right wing. They're posting low with Frank, and back out top it goes now to Ben. Ben, left side, Hawkins on the circle. Hawkins on the dribble. Goes to the corner now, left side to Nelson. Nelson gets the screen, shuffles it across to Ben. Ben, right side, drives baseline. The fall away up, no good. Tough angle as he got bumped toward the baseline. Rebounded by Bonner. Up the floor, Jones hesitates, drives the kick out. Barrett, right side, he'll drive to the basket. The scoop up and no good. Rolled off the rim. Rebound taken by Hawkins for Atlantic. Hawkins to the front court now for the Trojans. Out top, Walker. Walker steps back, tries the two-pointer. It's no good. Rebound in the lane taken by Barrett. 4.5 left to go in the second quarter. Every possession tightly contested. Jones out top with it. Fires it inside to Bonner, posting right side the bank. No good. Walker the rebound. Hawkins tough defense inside, working on Bonner. And Walker comes away with the board. Walker out top now to Franken. Top of the circle now it's Hawkins. Ryan Hawkins with it. Hawkins had a bucket early. He's got 2 points, looking for the second bucket of the ball game. As Franken drives now, has the ball stripped away. It's out of bounds, and they're going to say, nope, they're going to say it's off of Abraham Lincoln. One official pointed at AL's way. The other official comes in and talks him out of it. He had a better look at it, and he says the ball was off of one of the links, so the ball will stay with the Trojans. Holmes back into the lineup now for Atlantic. Northrup is back in for Abraham Lincoln. Also checking in for AL is Nick Hopkins. First time on the floor for Hopkins here tonight. Pass to the far side is knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Atlantic. Jones tipped it away from Walker. 3:55 left in this second quarter. 15-15, we're all square. Podaisky off the bench. He's going to check back into the lineup here for the Trojans, as Kyle Nelson will check out. Atlantic will inbound. Podaisky will feed it in over on the far sideline. Podaisky to the corner. It's Franken. Dumps it down low. Hawkins posting the lean. Shot blocked. It's on the floor loose. It's picked up by Jones. Hopkins got a hand on the ball. Blocked it away. Now Jones trying to hustle up the floor. Goes hard inside. We're going to have a foul call. Wow, a real late whistle. Jones just forced the issue down the left side of the lane. Hawkins tried to get out of the way, ended up getting banged into and ended up on his back. And while play was continuing, the side official here suddenly blew his whistle and pointed at Hawkins on the block. Not saying it's the wrong call, but it sure was a late call. So AL will keep the basketball. Atlantic had come away with the ball, but it's going to be AL basketball on the baseline. They inbound. Northrup drives left side. The flip, no good, and a foul underneath going to be whistled against Atlantic. Nick Podaisky picks up the foul. That'll be his first. Team foul number 5 on the Trojans. And that'll send Joe Northrup to the free throw line for the Lynx. He'll get a chance to shoot a pair here. Northrup's first one is good. He's 3-for-3 from the line tonight. The Lynx 6-for-7 so far tonight. And the second one, no good. Missed it. Long rebound taken by Walker. AL had nobody on this left side of the lane. It came out long, and Walker chased it down. 16-15, Abe Lincoln the lead. 3.5 left in the second quarter. Atlantic basketball, Franken out top, now to Hawkins. Hawkins with the top of the circle, picked up by Northrup. Now down low, they post with Franken. He turns the fadeaway, up and good. Garrett Franken with the fadeaway, knocks it home. Atlantic takes the lead back, 17-16. AL to the front court. Crowell, right side, drives into the lane. The kick out. Jones going to elevate for the three. No good. Rebound inside. Tapped out. And controlled by the Lynx. Down on the baseline. They fire it back out top. Crowell open from the top of the circle and knocks one home. Kyle Crowell, one of the best in the state at that. He drills the three, and it's 19-17 AL. 2:50 left to go first half. Walker to the front court for Atlantic. As he looks out here to the near side, they got a hand on the ball. Crowell almost took it away. Now Hawkins posting. The fall away right side is good. Ryan Hawkins elevates. Hits the little 8-footer, and we're tied at 19. 2.5 left before halftime. Crowell comes out left side. Open the three. No good. Long this time off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Franken. Atlantic again a chance to retake the lead with this possession. Walker front court goes left. Picks up his dribble, needs some help now. Bounces it into the high post to Franken, who dumps it low for Hawkins, breaking free, but we got a foul. They tried to double-team Franken, which left Hawkins alone down low. But they're going to hit the Lynx with a foul, and it's going to be Nick Hopkins picking up his first. Bonner will check back into the ball game. Nayland also back in now for Abraham Lincoln. It'll be Atlantic basketball out of bounds on the baseline. Walker will inbound. Walker dumps it low. Hawkins elevates and jumps one in. Walker finds Hawkins, and he buries the short jumper. It's 21-19 Atlantic. AL front court. Now Jones, right side of the arc, dumps it low. Bonner, double team. He turns, goes to the hole, missed the shot, got his own rebound, and got fouled from behind. That'll be Brendan Holmes picking up the foul. Bonner, a big body at 6'8 and about 270. Brendan Holmes the foul. That will be his first. And Bonner to the free throw line. He's 1-for-2 from the line so far tonight. 5 points for Bonner in the ballgame. His first try here is good. That rattles around and goes through. Minute 57 remaining in the first half. One more coming here for Bonner. Chance to tie the ball game here from the free throw line. And his second one is good as well. So we are all square now, 21 apiece. Neither team busting out much of a lead so far here tonight. The Lynx and the Trojans have each had leads. Neither has one now. We're tied at 21. Holmes right side now for the Trojans. Podaisky left side, back to Holmes. He'll drive into the lane, stops, elevates, fires one up, back iron, no good. Rebound, hits the floor. Jones comes up with it for Abraham Lincoln as he outfights Hawkins for it. Nayland now up the floor right side. Hesitates, looks back up top for Jones. Jones off the dribble, trying to curl down the lane right side, and we're going to have a foul called outside. Is that going to be on Brendan Holmes? Nope. It's going to be on Joe Walker. Walker picks up his second. That's the seventh team foul, so AL in the bonus now. They'll get a chance to shoot the 1-1. Trevante Jones at the line. His first trip to the line tonight, and his first free throw try is no good. And the rebound is tapped out of bounds. It'll belong to Atlantic, as Franken knocked it off of Hopkins, who was heading out of bounds. So Jones misses on the free throw try, and Atlantic will get the ball back. Abraham Lincoln's points have come from just four players here tonight. Atlantic's also have come from just four players. A very close to the vest battle here tonight so far by these two teams. Hawkins, or rather Walker with it here right side on the circle. Steps it back out. We're tied at 21. As Walker dribbles, as we're down to a minute left here in this first half. Atlantic may stretch the floor and hold for a last shot. They might try to pull AL out of that zone. Now it's Walker, back from Holmes, right side Franken, baseline Podaisky. He fires one up quick and knocks one down, a 15-footer right side of the lane. Podaisky with a basket and a timeout asked for by Atlantic with 44 seconds remaining here in this first half. It's a 30-second timeout, first timeout by either team. We'll keep it here with the short timeout. As we have just 44 seconds left to play in the first half, Atlantic has retaken the lead at 23-21. Trojans so far have gotten 8 points from Garrett Franken, 7 points from Nick Podaisky, 6 from Ryan Hawkins, and 2 from Joe Walker. The Lynx have gotten their points largely from just four players as well. 7 points from Joe Northrup, also 7 from Tony Bonner, 5 from Kyle Crowell, and 2 from Justin Nayland. Each possession up and down the floor has been very tightly guarded by these two teams. It'll be AL basketball. They'll inbound from the backside now as they'll work it up the floor. Lynx will inbound to Jones. Jones will bring it up the floor now, run the offense. And they look like they might spread the floor and hang on for a final shot. Unless they can find something open in the lane. Jones guarded out top by Kyle Nelson, who's checked back in. Scott Leonard is in down low as well, as Atlantic takes out both Walker and Hawkins. We each have 2 fouls here in the first half. Save those fouls. Jones outside with it, down to 20 seconds. He'll stand now with the ball on his hip and wait for the time to roll down. Down to 10 seconds as Jones starts. takes it right side. They shuffle out top. It's Crowell. 6 seconds. They lob it down low. The jump hook good by Bonner. Bonner with the basket inside. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that'll do it here in the first half as Nelson at center court tried to spin and fire one up quickly. And that will do it. Well, we've decided nothing here in one half of play at Abraham Lincoln High School. The two teams head to the locker room right where they started. All square, 23-23. We're tied here at intermission. Atlantic and Abraham Lincoln in this boys' basketball game here tonight. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more for you in just a moment. We're at halftime. Two teams tied at 23 apiece. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Adair County Mutual Insurance Association of Greenfield. When you buy Farm Mutual Insurance from them, you own the company. That's Adair County Mutual Insurance Association of Greenfield. Main Street Market in Anita. Stop by for groceries and more. They're proud to offer you a fresh meat counter along with video rentals and lottery tickets. Enjoy small town shopping with big convenience at the Main Street Market in Anita. Open 7 days a week. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs in Anita, open 7 days a week. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs in Anita, open 7 days a week. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs with auto tune-up, front-end alignments, and complete brake service. McAtee Tire and Service Center, 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. In Anita, open 7 days a week. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs. In Anita, open 7 days a week. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs. In Anita, open 7 days a week. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs. In Anita, open 7 days a week. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs. In Anita, open 7 days a week. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs with auto tune-up, front-end alignments, and complete brake service. McAtee Tire and Service Center, 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. In Anita, open 7 days a week. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs with auto tune-up, front-end in Anita, open 7 days a week. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs in Anita, open 7 days a week. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs with auto tune-up, front-end alignments, and complete brake service. McAtee Tire and Service Center, 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic.
Jim Field back with you here at halftime tonight, a Saturday night of high school basketball for you here on KJAN. We're at intermission here, 23-23, Atlantic and Abraham Lincoln all even at halftime of this boys' non-conference basketball matchup here tonight. Trojans under Coach Alan Jenkins playing a very deliberate brand of basketball here this evening, as are the Lynx of Coach Jason Isaacson. Fun to watch here tonight when two really strong teams match up against one another like we're seeing here tonight at Abraham Lincoln High School. Earlier tonight, Atlantic won the junior varsity game. It was a 56-50 ball game. Atlantic led most of the ball game. It was close throughout. Atlantic continued to hold small leads of 2, 3, 6 points. They win it by 6, 56-50. Scott Leonard, the freshman, with 15 points. Austin Alexander, also with a big ball game. The freshman had 13 points to help lead Atlantic to that 6-point victory in the junior varsity game earlier here this evening. We're at halftime here tonight. Two teams in the locker room getting themselves organized for what we expect to be a very good second half of basketball. We'll take a timeout, be back with more. We'll get you some numbers from the first half in just a moment. You're listening to high school basketball on a couple of stretches where they put points on the board in succession, but Atlantic able to weather the storm here in this first half and stay a couple of stretches where they put points on the board in succession, but Atlantic able to weather the storm. A couple of stretches where they put points on the board in succession, but Atlantic able to weather the storm. A couple of stretches where they put points on the board in succession, but Atlantic able to weather the storm. A couple of stretches where they put points on the board in succession, but Atlantic able to weather the storm. A couple of stretches where they put points on the board in succession, but Atlantic able to weather the storm here in this first half and stay even with the Lynx here at intermission. Take a look at the numbers for you here for Atlantic. For the Trojans, they're led by Garrett Franken. He's got 8 points here in the first half. All of those in the second quarter. He hits back-to-back threes on successive possessions. A couple of stretches where they put points on the board in succession, but Atlantic able to weather the storm here in this first half. And stay a couple of stretches where they put points on the board in succession, but Atlantic able to weather the storm. A couple of stretches where they put points on the board in succession, but Atlantic able to weather the storm. A couple of stretches where they put points on the board in succession, but Atlantic able to weather the storm here in this first half. And stay a couple of stretches where they put points on the board in succession, but Atlantic able to weather the storm here in this first half. And stay even with the Lynx here at intermission. Take a look at the numbers for you here for Atlantic. For the Trojans, they're led by Garrett Franken. He's got 8 points here in the first half. All of those in the second quarter. He hit back-to-back threes on successive possessions. The big guy in the middle, he's got 9 to lead the scoring for the Lynx. Also 7 points for Joe Northrup, 5 points for Kyle Crowell, and 2 for Justin Nalen coming off the bench. Atlantic did not get to the free throw line in the first half. Abraham Lincoln did. They got there 10 times. They attempted 10 free throws and made 8 of those. 8 of 10 from the line for AL in the first half. So big advantage for the Lynx from the charity stripe in the first half of the basketball game. Foul situation for the two teams looks like this for Atlantic. Joe Walker and Ryan Hawkins each picked up 2 in the first half. That's the only semblance of any foul trouble in the first half for Atlantic. Brendan Holmes, Garrett Frank, and Nick Podaisky each whistled for 1 in the first half. On the other side for the Lynx, Justin Nayland off the bench picked up 2 first half fouls. Nobody else with more than 1. Joe Northrup, Nick Hopkins, and Mike Harriman each picked up 1 in the first half of play for Abraham Lincoln. So no real foul trouble for either one of these teams in this opening half. Back and forth affair in the first half. Each team having small leads in the early going. AL had a 4-point lead at 13-9. They ran off 7 straight points. Atlantic had an early 3-point lead at 9-6. Only to see AL run off 7 straight to take a 13-9 lead, but Atlantic was able to answer right back, and they retook the lead at 17-16. Their last lead was at 23-21, and that was the just before the first half intermission, as the Lynx were able to tie it up on a couple of Tony Bonner free throws. And that's where we stand here at halftime. 23-23, Atlantic and Abraham Lincoln all even here at halftime tonight in Council Bluffs. Good basketball game. Hope you're enjoying the ball game here tonight, no matter how you're checking it out with us, whether you're listening on the air at AM 1220 or FM 101.1, online at KJAM.com, or if you're watching it with us tonight. Glad to have you along. If you're checking out the video tonight, we also offer our live streaming video, KJAN TV. Just go to the TV page at KJAN.com and you can watch the game along with us here tonight if you can't be here to cheer the Trojans on in person. We'll take a timeout, 23-23. We're even here at halftime. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wiggis & Johnson, a division of Ameriprise Financial Advisors. They'll help you with personal and small business financial planning. See Zach Wiggis or Jenny Johnson in Atlantic or Audubon today. Detter Motor Company, your authorized General Motors and Chrysler dealer in downtown Atlantic. Detter's offers a great selection of new and used cars, trucks, and vans. Stop by or call today at 243-4514. Miller Orthopedic in Council Bluffs,
treats hundreds of injured athletes every year with their free walk-in sports injury clinic. They're open on weekends 9 to 10 a.m. Log on to millerortho.com for more information.
Jim Field back with you here in Council Bluffs. 23-23, Atlantic and Abraham Lincoln tied here at halftime. In case you missed it earlier this afternoon, the Iowa Hawkeyes were winners, 76-67, in a Big Ten basketball game at Carver Hawkeye Arena over the Ohio State Buckeyes as Iowa sweeps the season series from the Buckeyes. A big game for Ohio native Aaron White, 22 points on 6 of 8 shooting, 10 of 12 from the free throw line. He also had 6 rebounds and 3 steals. Aaron White with a big game to lead the Hawkeyes. Also Adam Woodbury finished with 13 points and 10 rebounds, a double-double for Woodbury. Also double-digit scoring, Mike Gasell. He ended up with 11 points in the contest this afternoon for the Hawkeyes as Iowa shot 51% from the floor and made 25 of their 35 free throws in the basketball game as they pick up the win. They also out-rebounded Ohio State 37-31 in that contest and held the Buckeyes to just 23 of 60 from the floor. 38% shooting in that contest as Iowa wins at 76-67 to go to 4-1, and they're tied for first in the Big Ten Conference with Maryland and Wisconsin. We're tied here at 23-23. Again in the first half, 9 points for Tony Bonner, 7 points for Joe Northrup to lead the Lynx. For Atlantic, Garrett Franken with 8, Nick Podaisky with 7, Ryan Hawkins with 6 to lead the Trojans in the first half of this high school basketball game. As we get ready for third quarter action here tonight from the Fieldhouse at Abraham Lincoln High School in Council Bluffs. Again, a great following by Atlantic tonight. Atlantic has just as many fans as Abraham Lincoln has here in the field house tonight. Atlantic 9-2 entering the ball game. Abraham Lincoln 11-1 on the season coming into tonight's contest. Atlantic will have the basketball first. They'll start the second half of their starting five. Franken, Hawkins, Podaisky, Ben, and Walker on the floor. Abraham Lincoln has their starting five on the floor as well. As Walker has the ball right side, out top Franken, hesitates on the three, gets it to Podaisky. He'll drive left side, stop underneath, look, turn, float one up, no good. Rebound taken inside by Bonner. It's Bonner, Barrett, Jones, Crowell, and Northrup, the starting five on the floor for Abraham Lincoln to start this second half as they bring the ball to the front court now for the first time here in this second half. Offensively, they'll work the ball out top. They try to lob it down low for Bonner. He's double-teamed, fires one up, missed it in tight. Nice job by Podaisky as he scooted over to double-team as he slid in behind and helped to alter that shot, got the rebound. Now Atlantic to the front court. Walker to Podaisky here on the left wing. Podaisky looking low. Now out top it goes to Tristan Benn. Walker right side of the circle. Hesitates, drives to Franken. Right side Hawkins. He'll launch the three. It's no good. Rebound inside to Northrup. Ahead to Jones. AL wants to move. Jones splits the defense down the lane. Scoops one up and in. Trevante Jones with his first basket as he took that one hard down the right side of the lane and laid it in to make it 25-23 in favor of Abel. Atlantic basketball now as they work it up the floor right side. Walker had it knocked out of his hands by Jones. It'll stay with the Trojans over on that far sideline. 6:41 left to play in this third quarter. Atlantic to inbound. Walker has it out top now as he'll set the offense. Walker gets the screen from Hawkins. Looks right. Hawkins has it. Drives to the baseline against Bonner, and Bonner will pick up the foul. Hawkins pushed it down low that time. Bonner a little off step, and he'll pick up his first foul of the night. And Hawkins will get 2 free throws for Atlantic. It's the first on Bonner. First team foul against the Lynx here in the half. Hawkins at the line. Misses the first. First free throw of the night for Atlantic. It's one thing the Trojans need to try to do more of in the second half, and that's force the issue to get to the free throw line. Second one by Hawkins on the way, and that one is good. So he hits one of his two. It's a 25-24 Abraham Lincoln lead. Jones to the front court for the Lynx. Left side Northrup. His pass inside. Hawkins fronting Bonner. Bats that one away on the lob down low to the post. It's out of bounds to AL. Jones will inbound on the baseline. He'll lob it. It's tipped. It's picked up by Northrup. He'll bank one too hard off the glass, and we got a foul call. That'll be a shooting foul. That'll be on Ryan Hawkins, and that'll be number three now on Hawkins. That will send Northrup to the free throw line with a chance to shoot a couple here for the Lynx, and the first one is good. Northrup was 3 for 4 in the first half from the free throw line. Second try by Northrup is also good. He hits them both. 27-24 Lynx. Pressure backcourt now by AL as Franken helps Walker out. They try to trap. Walker fires it ahead to Hawkins. Left side to Ben. Ben bounces it inside. Tries to force it into Hawkins. It's knocked away and stolen by Bonner. Now Jones on the run up the floor. He'll take it up the right side. And we're going to have a foul out front. We got a foul out front. Didn't realize there was any contact outside, but they're going to whistle a foul on Joe Walker, and that's going to be his third. So Walker and Hawkins each have... Oh, check that. They're going to whistle that on Garrett Franken. My mistake. It's Franken, not Walker. That'll be the second on Franken. Ball out of bounds to Abraham Lincoln on the baseline. 6:02 to go, third quarter. Lynx lead by three. Oh, they lead by more now. They're going to here shortly as Northrup scooted underneath and caught the inbounds pass at the basket and got fouled trying to put the shot up. That's going to be on Garrett Franken, and that'll be his third. So Franken and Hawkins now each have three as Northrup makes the first free throw. 28-24. Second one by Northrup on the way, and that one is also good. Northrup with four quick free throws here in the quarter. 29-24 AL. Atlantic again facing pressure in the backcourt. They break. Hawkins has it front court. He'll leave it for Walker. Left side Franken. Wide open three. No good. Rebound Jones. Jones will turn and try to run with it. It's kicked around, and they're going to say it's a kicked ball. So the basketball will go where? It's going to be off of Franken. It'll stay with Abe Lincoln. The ball will stay with the Lynx. They'll have the basketball in front of the Atlantic bench. 5:45 left. We're in the third quarter. 29-24, five-point lead here by Abraham Lincoln. Jones with the ball out top. He's got the only field goal here in the quarter. He drives right side, and it's going to be an offensive foul. Jones drove hard down the right side, tried the kick out to Crowell for the three, but he ran into Brandon Holmes, and that's going to be the first on Trevante Jones. Second team foul on the Lynx. Atlantic will get the ball back. Good idea, but you got to stop. You can't run the guy over after you make the pass. Hawkins with it front court. Now to Franken. He'll pull up from the free throw line. The jumper good. Garrett Franken in double digits now with 10. 29-26. Abe Lincoln by three. 5:18 left in the third quarter. Crowell out top. Barrett left side. Feeds it low for Bonner. They double, triple team him. As he's on the baseline, and he throws it away. He tried to throw it across court to Jones and threw it into the bench. That'll turn the ball over, and Atlantic will get it back. 5:09 in this third quarter. AL with a three-point lead, 29-26. Atlantic across the timeline now. It's Walker, crosses over, goes with the left-hand dribble, stops, looks, out top, it's Franken. Franken on the circle. Drives the right side, leaves it for Holmes. Holmes will dribble and feed it across to Walker. And they're going to hit him with steps. They're going to call Walker for traveling. That'll turn the ball over. Walker with a quick head fake and a wiggle. They call him for steps. Barrett checks out as Nayland comes back in now for Abraham Lincoln. Jones will bring the inbounds pass to the front court now. Crowell, they post with Bonner's. Crowell got it to him, and Bonner just backs his way and knocks everybody out of the way, going to the basket down the right side for the lay-in. It's 31-26. A five-point lead for the Lynx. Hawkins now with it in the front court for Atlantic as he steps up here on the left circle. Gives it to Holmes. Holmes comes around out top, looking for help. Into the lane, Podaisky. Podaisky turns, nowhere to go. His pass is tipped and stolen. He got caught in traffic. Northrup tipped it away, and now it's Nayland with it in the front court. He'll leave it for Jones. Jones out top. Struggles with a dribble, spins in the lane, flips it for Bonner. He turns right side, the bank, good again. Tony Bonner inside with a bucket. 33-26. Lynx have their biggest lead of the game now. It's 7 points. Atlantic to the front court, and they'll call timeout. 4 minutes exactly to play in the third quarter. Timeout asked for by Atlantic, 33-26. The Lynx have the lead here in the contest. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll just keep it right here. Atlantic has used both of their 30-second timeouts. They'll have three fulls remaining. The Lynx have all five of their timeouts. They have both 30s and all three of their full timeouts left here in the basketball game. Good start to the second half by the Lynx, fueled largely from the free throw line early. Joe Northrup, four straight free throws on successive possessions for the Lynx. Trevante Jones with a layup, and Tony Bonner a couple of little buckets inside on the block as they have outscored Atlantic 10-3 to start this third quarter. We're halfway through the quarter exactly, 4 minutes left to play in the third. Atlantic with the basketball as we come back out of the timeout. Walker will take the inbound. 33-26, Abe Lincoln leading. Walker right side now, out on the circle, looking into the corner for Holmes. Holmes bounce feeds it low. It's Hawkins. He'll jump it up on the baseline. No good. Bonner the rebound. Bonner has it down low. He'll leave it for Crowell, and he'll get it to the front court. Kyle Crowell outside, leads it for Jones. Jones to Bonner down low. Bonner turns the jump hook. Good again. Boy, Tony Bonner using his girth to back guys out of the way. A little elbow here and there, too. Never hurt, but a little jump hook inside. He's making baskets from inside 5 feet. And it's 35-26. Biggest lead of the game now for the Lynx is 9. Out top, the Trojans almost threw it away. The loose ball picked up by Holmes. Holmes. Nelson is checked in again. Kyle Nelson for Atlantic. He has it now right side. Out on the circle. Nelson will drive, stop and turn, leave it for Franken. Franken stops, fires one up quickly. No good. Long rebound taken by Crowell. Basket closed here for Atlantic in the third quarter. Crowell into the corner to Northrup. Left side. Now Crowell on the circle. Back to Northrup. Northrup trying for Bonner inside. Bonner grabs, guns quickly. It's no good. Jones the rebound. And we got a foul going to be whistled underneath against Abraham Lincoln. And they're going to whistle that on Trevante Jones over the top. That'll be his second. That's the third team foul on the Lynx. As Barrett will check back into the ballgame now for Abraham Lincoln. And it will be Jones checking out. 2:46 left third quarter. 35-26. Abraham Lincoln leading Atlantic. Atlantic to the front court now with Walker. Podaisky here left side. Into the corner, it's Hawkins. Hawkins off the dribble, stops, fires it out top. Nelson, right side of the circle. Back out top, Hawkins. He'll set up, hesitates, crosses over left side to the corner. Podaisky, he'll drive the baseline all the way to the rack. The flip, no good. The rebound taken inside by the Lynx. Long pass up the floor, grabbed Crowell. Quick three, gun, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. It'll be Atlantic basketball. Northrup, who got that rebound and got it up the floor quickly to Crowell. Tap that ball out. Following up the play. 2:15 left to go third quarter. It's a 35-26 Abe Lincoln lead. Lynx by 9, Atlantic the ball. Walker front court now for Atlantic. Standing out on the circle. Across it comes here to Hawkins. And we've got a foul call. They're going to have a screen, an illegal screen whistled against Kyle Nelson. That'll be his first. Team foul number 4 on Atlantic. And that's a turnover. Ball goes the other direction. Barrett with the basketball now as we have 2 minutes left to play in this third quarter. Out top, Crowell, long three try, no good. High rebound taken by Franken inside. He'll fire it ahead quickly to Walker. Joel Walker to the front court. Out top to Franken, in the lane, the step across, the floater up, in and out, no good. Got his own rebound down tight. And they're going to call traveling against him underneath. Not sure where that came from, but he got the basketball, the rebound underneath, and was down on the block, and Bonner was trying to bump him out of bounds. They whistle Franken on the turnover, so the ball goes back to the Lynx. Nalen checking back into the ballgame now for Abe Lincoln. Harriman is also back into the contest. A minute 35 left in the third quarter. Barrett out top, leaves it for Harriman. Now Nalen with it here on the right wing. Nalen off the dribble, steps across, jumper up, and good off the glass. Justin Nalen banks one home right side, and it's an 11-point lead now, 37-26. The Lynx on top. Walker out top. Oh, his pass is tipped and stolen by Nalen. Nalen will drive into the lane. Step, curl, turn, bank. Oh, his shot no good. Wild shot wouldn't go. But Northrup fights for the rebound. Out top, Barrett. Left side, Harriman. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound inside, Bonner, and he's fouled. And that'll be Garrett Franken, and that'll be his fourth. Just a wild series of shots there by AL, which created some wild rebound opportunities. And Franken picks up the foul. And that should be his. They've got him. Well, they might just have him for three. I've got him for four. I like their number a lot better, though. Free throw by Bonner is no good as he dances that one off the rim. They've got him for three. They've got Walker for a third foul. So when we thought it was Walker earlier and instead they whistled it against Franken, well, I guess they didn't. So Franken, Walker, and Hawkins each have three fouls now for Atlantic as Bonner hits the second free throw. So it's 38-26. A 15-3 run here in this third quarter as the Lynx have come out using the size inside and using the free throw opportunities to take a nice lead here. 38-26, a 12-point edge, and now a foul as Walker got across the half-court line. Justin Nayland reached in, picked up a foul. That's his third foul. Ball out of bounds to the Trojans. Kyle Nelson will inbound. 53 seconds to go in the third quarter. Walker here left side with it. So bring it across the timeline. Dump it down low for Hawkins, left side of the free throw lane. He'll turn, bank one up. It rolls out, and it's rebounded by the Lynx. Up the floor is Jones. Trevante Jones has checked back into the ball game. He handles the basketball out top. And they're going to hang on for the last shot. Jones will stand and dribble in the center circle. Atlantic will allow it. A big third quarter here by the Lynx as they're going to carry a nice lead into the fourth. Atlantic struggled offensively here in this third quarter as we're down to 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Barrett now has it left side as he'll start the offense. Out top, Northrop hesitates, drives right side in traffic. The flip up and good. Northrop with a basket down low on the finger roll. Franken has it. He'll fire one up deep and it's off the mark from about 45 feet, and that's the end of the third quarter. 17-3, the Lynx outscore Atlantic in the third quarter, and you know what that means. It's a big lead for AL. 40-26, Lynx lead it going to the fourth. We'll have it in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Exira Care Center has a 17-bed Alzheimer's unit in addition to 49 nursing beds. The facility offers a warm and home-like atmosphere for their residents and families. The dedicated and caring staff work as a team to make sure each and every resident is cared for and made to feel at home. Exira Care Center, caring for those you love. Call the Schooler Company in Hancock for the marketing of both of your old and new crop. They have 5 merchants and 12 locations to serve you. The Schooler Company in Hancock, 712-741-5437, or visit schooleriowa.com. McDonald's Restaurant, located in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, treat yourself to the friendly, inviting atmosphere of McDonald's in Atlantic.
Well, we go to the fourth quarter, and Abraham Lincoln has built themselves a nice cushion. 17-3, they outscored Atlantic in the third quarter. As they lead it now 40-26, heading to the final 8 minutes. Atlantic with some work to do if they hope to have a shot at this one here tonight. Nayland with it left side. Now as the Lynx have it first, they lob it for Bonner in the post. He'll bank one up and in, and a foul. The official furthest away from the play calls the foul. He's way out by center court, and he's going to whistle a foul against Atlantic. They're going to whistle that against Garrett Franken, and that'll be his fourth. So give Bonner the basket and a chance to make it a three-point play. Franken will check out. Tristan Benn is back in. 18 points so far on the night for Tony Bonner. And Bonner will get a free throw as well. Trying to make this a three-point play, and he does. 43-26. Up the floor to the front court. Walker has it here near side, picks up the dribble, ball tip, stolen away. Jones the steal, he'll run the floor, on the drive, up the floor, he'll lay it in. Trevante Jones the steal and the finish, and it's 45-26. And a timeout asked for by the Trojans. 7:24 to go in the game. Lynx have had a huge second half. 45-26, AL leading Atlantic. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Fay Pharmacy, your prescription and healthcare needs headquarters in Adair. Visit Fay Pharmacy in Adair today. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating of Fontenelle, your local trained dealer. If your plumbing, heating, or air conditioning needs service, call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating at 887-838-4724. It's hard to stop a train. Or visit their website at jacobson@iowatelecom.net. Kessler Funeral Homes in Audubon and Exira, providing the area with quality care and concern at the time of need. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon and Exira.
Back to action we go. Atlantic with the basketball as we come out of the timeout. Ryan Hawkins has it in the right corner. He'll bounce feed it low to Holmes, and pass was tough. Holmes tried to save it from going out of bounds, and it's stolen away by the Lynx. Abraham Lincoln. A 22-3 second half so far as, wow, Ryan Hawkins just got a clean block down low as they floated it to Bonner underneath. Hawkins went up and blocked the shot away cleanly. The official, however, as you can imagine, did not see it that way. He calls foul number 4 on Ryan Hawkins, and that'll send Bonner to the free throw line to shoot 2 with 7 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. Bonner's first free throw is off the front of the rim, no good. He'll get one more. One more try here for Bonner. Try to extend the lead to 20 points. And he can't. He missed them both. Atlantic ball. Hawkins the rebound. Hawkins up the floor. Right side drives to the basket. His shot blocked. And we're going to have a foul call. Hawkins seemed bound determined at half court to work that ball quickly down low. And they're going to whistle Bonner for the foul. That'll be his second. That'll send Ryan Hawkins to the free throw line for Atlantic. Hawkins and Franken both playing with 4 fouls. Walker has 3. As Hawkins knocks down the first free throw. Boy, Atlantic still has just 1 field goal here in the second half. And we're over 9 minutes into the second half. One more try coming here by Ryan Hawkins. And that one is also perfect. 45-28. AL the lead. Long pass, knocked away, stolen by Atlantic. Walker comes up with it. Ahead to Franken. Now Hawkins. He'll drive the left side. The floater good. And a foul. Ryan Hawkins down the left side. Goes high. Banks one in. He avoided Kyle Crowell, who tried to set up for the block to take the charge. And they're going to hit him for a block as he kind of slid in. And we're going to have a timeout asked for by Abraham Lincoln with 6:42. Left to play here in this fourth quarter. This will be just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. 45-30 the score now. Atlantic has cut it to 15, but still an awful lot of work to do for the Trojans here tonight. Tony Bonner's just had a big second half, but a big game all in all. 19 points. 10 of those coming here in the second half. He came out like a house of fire trying to get that ball low in the block and take it right to the rack. Yeah, he scored 3 points in quick succession down low in the second half. We're going over back to the free throw line. Excessive possessions and drained all 4 free throws. They all got off such a quick start in the quarter, and then Atlantic should not buy a basket. Hawkins at the loop, come back out of the timeout, trying to complete the 3-point play. And he knocks down the free throw. But he will check in for Atlantic, and Ben will check out. 45-39. AR the lead ball up the back order. Left goes out 47-31. Link stops, 6-4 play. Or Franken steps back left side, fires up a three, and that's good. For Garrett Franken. 47-34. Now the ball loose. They nearly throw it away. And we've got a timeout asked for here by Abraham Lincoln. They lost the ball at center court. They were able to save it on a bad pass, but the timeout asked for quickly by Jason Isaacson off the bench for Abraham Lincoln. They don't want to lose that possession, so they'll keep, and they use the timeout. So each team has used up their 30-second max now. Atlanta has two fouls remaining. Abraham Lincoln has all three of their timeouts left to use here in the ballgame. Abraham Lincoln balls to come back from the timeout. Lincoln here at center court. 6:07 remaining quarter. Has the back as they inbound. Right side Crowell, out top Barrett. Atlantic trying to extend the defense a bit. They set into a 2-3 zone, but they'll extend it with time not in their favor here. Jones out top of the basketball. Just standing, waiting for someone to come out and guard him closely. Now across to Barrett. Barrett left side, picked up by Podaisky. Now Crowell has it. Atlantic will switch now. Run man to man. Podaisky back out here right side. It's Crowell. Crowell trying to get inside to Bonner. They can't find him. Now back outside it comes. Crowell out here on the right circle. He'll drive to Jones. Head fake to drive to the basket. And we're going to have a whistle. And a foul call. They're going to whistle Joe Walker for the foul. That'll be his fourth. Not sure what it was for. They said it was on the floor. Honestly, Walker wasn't really close enough to Jones to touch him. Jones will go to the free throw line, though. He'll get the 1-1. The end of the bonus. Good. Rebound taken by Podaisky. Atlantic to the front court now. Walker to Franken. Back to Walker. Top of the circle. He'll try the three. That's good. Joe Walker buries the three. That's his first basket since the first four. That's a 10-point game. 47-37. Atlantic has shaved 9 points off the game. 5 minutes left to play. Atlantic hanging around here, trying to rally. Out top, it's Jones. Jones with it. Way out high. Atlantic has a lot of foul troubles, though. Their key three, Hawkins, Franken, and Walker all have picked up four, and we've got a traveling violation whistled against Jones out front. AL kind of working away from their normal offensive sets, trying to kill some clock. Boy, I've seen a lot of teams fritter away leads doing that. Maybe this is one of those times. It's a 10-point game now. It was 19 earlier. Hawkins has it. Turns left side. Fires up a three. It's no good. Crowell the rebound. AL with the basketball. And again, they'll walk it to the front court. Jones out. Barrett with it out top. Bounces it to Jones. Left side corner Northrop. The lob inside for Bonner. And his bank shot is good. Bonner down low. The one-hand push off the glass. 49-37. The biggest lead was 19 at 45-26. Atlantic whittled it down to 10 here a bit ago. It's 12 right now. Franken drives baseline. We get a foul call as Franken tried to curl around the baseline, and the foul is going to be whistled on Kyle Crowell. That will be his second. Team foul number 7, so now Atlantic in the bonus, and they'll get free throws. There's still a good chunk of time left. 4:06 left here in the fourth quarter. Took Atlantic a while to get the offense started here in the second half. Franken at the line for the bonus. The front end is good. It rattled around a lot, but it fell through. Franken now with 14 points in the ballgame. He'll get one more. Second try here is good enough. So Frank and Knox are both in, and it's back to a 10-point game at 49-39. Lynx with a basketball backcourt. They fire it to the front court to Bonner. Drives the right side to the rack. Shot good, and a foul call on Joe Walker. So Walker has fouled out of the ball game now. Give Bonner the basket, a chance to make it a three-point play. And Walker will have to leave with 3:58 remaining here in this fourth quarter. Walker will finish with 5 points here tonight. Not sure there really was a foul there. Bonner took the pass, went to the rack. Walker wasn't really in the neighborhood. He tried to slash toward the basket, but whether there's contact or not, the official didn't like the look of it. So Bonner to the free throw line to shoot the free throw, and it's good. So Bonner makes the three-point play. 52-39. Lynx by 13. Atlantic front court now. Franken out on the circle, hands it to Ben. He'll curl right side. Stop. Look back. Holmes. He's open for the arc for three. It's no good. Long rebound right back to him. He'll take it and fire it across here to Ben. Tristan Ben with it. Out top now to Franken. Franken drives back to Ben. He'll step into a three ball. Left wing. No good. Rebound Franken. His putback no good, but he's fouled. He'll get free throws. Foul whistled underneath. Against the Lynx. That's going to be on Adam Barrett. That'll be just his first. So Franken will go to the free throw line. They'll get a chance to shoot two this time. 3:33 remaining in this fourth quarter. First one by Franken is good. One more try coming here for Garrett Franken. 52-40. Lynx on top. And the second one is good as well. 52-41. Lynx by 11. Pressure backcourt now by the Trojans. They break it with Bonner. Bonner looks ahead. Well, we'll leave it back for Barrett. Barrett out top with it near center court. Leaves it across for Jones. Jones back to Barrett on the bounce. Barrett right side into the corner now to Northrop, who fires it across for Jones. Now Crowell left corner will launch a three, and that's good. Kyle Crowell calmly knocks down the triple. It's 55-41 Lynx. Hawkins front court. Out here on this left side now. Gets a screen. Curls. Goes right side. Drives to the basket. In the lane. The shot up and good. Hawkins a jump stop in the lane. And got one to go in. 55-43. Lynx by a dozen. Pick up the dribble in the backcourt. Fire it ahead. Northrop with it. Gets it ahead now here to Barrett. Barrett out near center. Leaves it across for Jones. 2:40 left, fourth quarter. Jones struggling with the ball. Oh, and it rolls into the back court. And that'll be an over and back. Jones struggled with the dribble as Hawkins hounded him. He lost the ball into the back court. The turnover will give it back to the Trojans. They trail by a dozen. 2:35 still remaining. Franken with the ball now to the front court. Franken goes left side, drives, kicks it out here into the corner. It's Hawkins. Out top it goes to Ben. Ben drives, hesitates now, jumps one up, and in. Tristan Ben got it to roll through for two. It's a 10-point game and a timeout asked for by Atlantic. 2:22 left in the fourth. Abraham Lincoln leads by 10. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. D&J Supply, family-owned and operated at 1445 Highway 71 in Audubon, specializing in top-quality service. See them today for brake work and wheel balancing, a great selection of batteries and auto accessories. That's D&J Supply in Audubon. Doctors Mark Markham and Sean Peterson, General Dentistry, located on the second floor of the Cass County Memorial Hospital's Medical Clinic. For an appointment, give them a call at 243-1833. And BHS Services, LLC, call them for your digging needs for water, sewer, septic, excavation, directional boring, well service, and geothermal loops and furnaces. Call them at 866-222-5634 or 712-789-0187.
Well, still time on the clock and still life in these here Trojans. They've trailed by as many as 19 here in the second half. It's a 10-point game right now with 2:22 left in the fourth quarter. Joe Walker has already been disqualified. He fouled out a bit ago. Franken and Hawkins each have four fouls for Atlantic, so they have to be a little careful. Jones now in the front court as the Lynx break pressure. Left side, Barrett. Now Jones out top. They're going to stretch the floor and try to lob it down low for Bonner. They get it to him. Ball knocked away. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Atlantic. Hawkins flashed across from the backside, batted the ball out of his hands. He thought it was off of Bonner, but the official says no, it'll be Abe Lincoln basketball. 2:07 left in the fourth. 55-45. Inbound, the lob inside for Bonner. His shot up and good. Tony Bonner inside. The big 6'8", 270-pound center grabs it and drops it home. 47-45. In the lane now, Tristan Benn with an acrobatic move up the floor. He got the pass, held his position high in the air, switched hands, and flipped it in off the glass with the left hand. And it's 57-47. Atlantic keeps hanging around. Minute 42 left. Pass to the front court. Barrett with it. Into Bonner. He'll drive and lay it in. Oh, Bonner's a killer here tonight. He's got 28 points. Franken front court to Podaisky. Three from the left side is good. Nick Podaisky knocks down the triple. 59-50. Atlantic within nine now. But just a minute 26 left and another timeout. This will be the last timeout for Atlantic as Alan Jenkins will call time again. We'll take a break. Atlantic down nine with a minute and a half left. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Polly Jones Funeral Home. During stressful times when you must deal with the loss of a loved one, turn to a friend. Turn to Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca and Walnut.
Education changes lives. Let it change yours with classes at Iowa Western Community College. We offer a wide variety of courses to meet your educational needs. Plus, Iowa Western classes transfer well. Take classes at the Atlantic Center, Council Bluffs campus, or give online learning a try. Check it out at iwcc.edu.
Well, Atlantic still battling. A minute 26 remaining. Alan Jenkins' squad has cut what was a 19-point lead down to nine. AL with the basketballs. They inbound it. Long pass to Jones in the front court. He'll drive the lane all the way to the rack and lay it in. Boy, Jones found a hole and lays one home. It's 61-50. Atlantic front court now. Hawkins left side. Drive, spins, turns, floats, and it's blocked. Tipped by Bonner, and he comes away with it. That might be the last stand here for Atlantic as AL comes away with a basketball with a minute six remaining. To the front court, Barrett has it. Bonner was open underneath. They don't really need the points. They need that clock to run. Now Bonner breaks free underneath. They get it to him, and he'll lay it in again. Why not? He's been just about half of their points tonight. 48 seconds left, 63-40 the score. In the lane, Holmes elevates, floats in the air and hangs. And then on a second try, he floats one up and in. 63-52. Now the ball stolen, knocked free. Picked up by Hawkins. He's going to drive the left side, and he'll lay it in on the run. Ryan Hawkins with a basket. 22 seconds left, and a turnover by the Lynx. 63-54. It'll be Atlantic basketball now in the front court. As the Trojans will inbound down on the baseline. Only 20 seconds remaining. Holmes will inbound underneath. He'll fire it out top. It's taken by Ben. Ben to the right side to Franken. He'll stop, fire up a three from the right side. In and out. No good. Rebound Barrett. That's probably going to do it. 15 seconds left. Barrett in the backcourt. They work it ahead and a foul as Franken will step out and foul. That will send Kyle Crowell to the free throw line. So Garrett Franken will foul out with 9 seconds remaining in the basketball game. Points tonight for Garrett Franken. That'll send Kyle Crowell to the free throw line for Abraham Lincoln. He'll get a chance to shoot a pair, and the first one is good. Kyle Nelson checks back into the ballgame, replacing Franken. Second try by Crowell, also good. 9 seconds left. Atlantic up the floor. It's Hawkins with it. He goes right side. They try to screen for him. He'll stop, leave it for Podaisky. He'll launch a three. That's good, and that'll do it. The three by Podaisky is the last basket of the ball game as time runs out, and Abraham Lincoln builds a big second-half lead, mostly on the big horse of Tony Bonner, and they finish off a victory here tonight as they win it 65-57, your final score here this evening. Abraham Lincoln defeating Atlantic here tonight. We'll take a break and get you the final numbers right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic and Harlan can help you cut your heating and cooling bills with efficient furnaces and air conditioners from Lennox. Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic or on the square in Harlan. Hummel Insurance Services in Oakland is there to help you save money and protect what matters most with insurance policies for farm, home, auto, life, liability, and blanket. Call Hummel Insurance today at 1-800-482-6426. Wellcove Home Health in Red Oak helps you after an accident, illness, surgery, or when you are unable to care for yourself. Call Wellcove Home Health in Red Oak at 712-623-2500.
Jim Field back here in Council Bluffs. Atlantic suffers a loss here this evening. One that got away from them in the third quarter. 65-57 final. Abraham Lincoln victory here tonight on their home floor with the Atlantic Trojans. Take a look at the ball game. It was tight all throughout the first half as the two teams battled back and forth throughout the first half. It was tied at halftime. It was a 23-23 ball game at the intermission. Atlantic and Abraham Lincoln went in the locker room all square. But that third quarter was really the difference in the contest as Abraham Lincoln outscored Atlantic 17-3 in the third quarter to open up a 40-26 advantage. And then the two teams just piled on the points in the fourth quarter. Atlantic actually outscored Abraham Lincoln in the fourth quarter 31-25, but it wasn't enough, as you can imagine, as they fell behind by a pretty good margin. The biggest deficit of the ball game for Atlantic was at 19 points. 45-26, Abraham Lincoln outscoring Atlantic 22-3 to start the third and early part of the fourth quarter before Atlantic started to rally back. And they did it on the strength of a few three-point baskets. They finally started to get to the free throw line. Atlantic was held without a free throw attempt in the first half. They end up with only 9 attempts in the ball game, all coming in the second half. They made 8 of those. They were 8 of 9 from the free throw line. But Abraham Lincoln, really the difference in the ball game was the free throws. They were 17 of 23 from the free throw line, and there's the big difference in the contest as they win it here tonight. Check the numbers for you here individually. For the Lynx, they ended up with 3 players in double digits, which is surprising because one of them had 30. Tony Bonner, the big 6'8", 270-pound center, had a huge game for Abraham Lincoln. Seemed like he was always open underneath. And when he wasn't, he was using his size just to knock guys out of the way and back his way in. And it worked well for him tonight. 30 points for Bonner, easily leading all scorers tonight in the contest. Also 13 for Joe Northrup, and Kyle Crowell had 10. Trevante Jones with 8. And Justin Nayland had 4 off the bench for the Lynx. Only 5 players putting points on the board for the Lynx. Only 6 players scored for Atlantic tonight. They were led by Garrett Franken. He fouled out late but got 17 points tonight for Atlantic. 16 for Ryan Hawkins, 10 of those coming in the second half as he helped to lead Atlantic tonight as well. Also in double digits, Nick Podaisky. He finished with 13 points here in the ball game this evening. Joel Walker fouled out about halfway through the fourth quarter as he finished with 5 points in the contest here this evening. Also 4 points for Tristan Benn. And 2 points tonight for Brendan Holmes in the basketball game for Atlantic. So with the loss, the Trojans fall to 9-3. And the Lynx, with the victory, they improve now to 12-1 on the season. Again, 65-57 your final. Abraham Lincoln a winner. here in the ball game tonight. But a great effort by the Atlantic Trojans. The easiest thing in the world to do when you find yourself suddenly in a close ball game at half. You're tied at half. And all of a sudden, early fourth quarter, you find yourself down 19 points after a barrage of baskets. When you seemingly can't get anything to fall. Atlantic had just 3 points, one field goal in that third quarter. And yet the Trojans continued to battle. It would have been easy just to pack it in and go home. It's a non-conference game. It's a Saturday night. Let's just not worry about it. Live to see another day. But instead, they kept battling, kept fighting, kept playing defense. Both from the bench and from the floor. As Coach Alan Jenkins certainly never gave up. He used all of his timeouts to keep his team in the ball game late. And they battled back. They were down 19 at one point. Got the ball game back to within 8. That was the closest the game was. That was the final score at 65-57 here tonight. So good effort by Atlantic, even in a loss here this evening. Well, that's going to do it for us here tonight. Our next high school basketball action for you here on KJAN will not come your way until next Friday. The Iowa Hawkeyes will play an important game on Tuesday night as they play the Wisconsin Badgers up in Madison. We'll have that game for you Tuesday night here on KJAN. So no high school action on Tuesday night. Our next basketball will come to you next Friday, January 23rd. And we'll have the Atlantic girls on the road at Clarinda. That's a 7:30 start time on the varsity. We'll have it for you live on AM 1220, FM 101.1. And, of course, on the web, you can catch the live streaming video in that ball game as well. That's next Friday night, January 23rd, Atlantic at Clarinda in girls Hawkeye 10 Conference basketball. Again, your final here tonight, 65-57. Abraham Lincoln wins it over the Atlantic Trojans. That's going to do it for us tonight. Thanks for joining us. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast, if not the outcome. Sure glad you came along for the ride with us here tonight. Hope you enjoyed the live streaming video of the ball game if you couldn't make it here this evening as well. 65-57, Abraham Lincoln defeating Atlantic. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here this evening, and good night from Council Bluffs.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJA and All Sports Boosters Association. Gady Insurance Services, your agent for Western Iowa Mutual Insurance. Call them for a no-obligation quote for your homeowners or farm insurance. Visit one of their agents today at Gady Insurance in Griswold and Council Bluffs or at their office at 700 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Olson Fuel Supply, a locally owned BP and Sinclair branded station with quality gasoline fuel including BP Amoco Premier Diesel Fuel. Olson Fuel Supply, servicing Cass County and the surrounding counties with locations in Atlantic, Griswold, and Oneida. Friendship Home, offering skilled intermediate and residential care and outpatient rehabilitation, where the staff is committed to providing quality, caring, and professional service. Get peace of mind knowing you've made a wise decision with the Friendship Home in Audubon.
You've been listening to a broadcast coming out of Abe Lincoln at Council Bluffs. That was the high school boys basketball game where Atlantic was unfortunately defeated. Currently, the time is 8:49 here at KJAN Official News Studios. Temperature outside is just above freezing at 34.4 degrees, so good idea to either bundle up or stay inside. We're going to take a music break that'll take us up to the top of the hour, where, as always, Fox News will broadcast. But first, here is Live It Up, as performed by Chris Isaac. You're listening to KJAN.
Love it up, but I won't ever give you up. And if you ever leave me, baby, I won't take it if you go. Oh no, oh no, I'm following you. You can go downtown and run around, and baby, I could be your clown. But if you ever cheat on me, well, I won't take it. I know. Yeah, I know. I know.